Through the waiting room's cracked window sounds the deep boom of a distant explosion. Not a soul flinches. The residents of San Cristobal have grown deaf to the detonation of dynamite. The noise takes me back to my first visit to Potosí, 10 years earlier. A bright-eyed backpacker with a misplaced attachment to tie-dye trousers, I'd followed Bolívar up the Sierra Rico. As I stopped by a mineshaft, a scraggly 10-year-old boy offered to guide me inside. I remember it as if it were yesterday. The wet touch of the slimy walls, the infernal heat, the myriad tunnels, the open shafts, the thin air, the rasp in my throat, the ache in my back, the sense of claustrophobia, the soot-faced miners. I survived an hour. Most shifts last 8 or more. Stamped foremost in my memory is the ghoulish figure of El Dio, the uncle, god of the underworld. The diabolic figure was tucked away in the murky nook of a cavernous shrine, ringed with unlit candles. His feet were covered in curling coca leaves and empty beer bottles, gifts from his minor supplicants. A pair of red horns poked from his grotesquely malformed head. From his grinning, toothless mouth dropped the stubs of unfiltered cigarettes. Evil eyes of broken-coloured glass bored into his skull. As naked as the day he was sculpted, the black stone Lucifer was equipped with enormous, bulbous penis. 2 foot long and pointing insolently at the heavens, El Tio's erect member symbolised the mountain's supposed virility. The days of dallying with the devil are long gone, though. He may still be as stiff as a young buck, but El Tio's seed is sadly spent. No longer do streams of silver and gold flow down Sierra Rico's flanks. Tin, zinc, and miser's metals are all that remain after a night's carousing with the washed-out Beelzebub. From San Cristobal, I retrace my steps up the desolate mountainside. On the way, I dawdle a while at the flat-roofed shed selling miners' materials. The lower shelves are stocked with the usual fare: hard hats, electric lamps, battery packs, matches, plastic overalls, 96-proof spirits. Lurking on the higher shelves is a veritable terrorist treasure trove. From the princely sum of 17 bolivianos, about £1.20, the proprietor hands me 2 8-inch sticks of dynamite, a bag of ammonium nitrate, a detonator, and a meter-length fuse. As gift-bearing goes, I feel well-armed. Climbing up a gravel path that skirts the Sierra Rico, I stop by one of the bleak rabbit-hole entrances that perforate the mountain's slopes. Standing in for my young guide of yesteryear is another scrawny youngster. A blackened cap hides his face. 2 holes in the knees of his ragged trousers wink open and closed as he walks.